Hi, good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here. Peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. My name's Katie Flynn. I'm a member here. Also joining me in leading worship is Dale. He'll be our liturgist, and he'll be leading us in song. And Pastor Alicia will be up later on. If you are sitting in the pew, you'll find a black folder that looks like this. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes, you'll find a black folder that looks like this. The front of this is the red folder that you'll find in the back of the church. But the black folder without the red part on it, you'll find in your pew. You can find prayer and attendance slips in there. If you are a visitor, you'll look for a yellow slip. If you're a regular attender, you'll look for a lavender slip. And you can fill those out. If you have a prayer that you'd like to share with the group, you can hand that to the ushers when they collect them during the call to prayer, and the pastor will read them aloud. If you don't have a prayer that you'd like to share, we just ask that you fill out the slip and stick it in the offering plate during offering time. If you would like a full order of worship, because if you get one of these white slips, you'll see that it's not complete, you can find a QR code, and you will find that in the web address is listed in the bulletin, or use the QR code found at the main entrances to the sanctuary. If you are in need of restrooms or childcare, you can ask one of the ushers to direct you, or you can go out these doors and find them right out there. After worship, we're going to have a time for gathering and in the gathering room, and we'll have coffee and conversation, so we'd like to ask you to join us there. As part of our safe sanctuary policy, we'd like to ask all parents to please accompany their children if they go anywhere outside of the sanctuary. And now, I'm just going to point out a few things. You've got a lot of announcements in this brief worship thing. And then we have a few announcements. First, we're going to have a new member class beginning February 23rd. If you need more information about that, you can speak to Pastor Alicia after worship. Next Sunday, we're going to have a town hall potluck. And we'd like to ask everyone to attend. It'll be directly after church. Please bring a dish to pass. We're going to discuss some new things that are happening at UUMC and have time for discussion about them. Pastor Alicia is going to keep the service pretty short today, which is good because it's beautiful outside. But we'd like to ask everyone to stay for a few minutes because Nicola Wea is going to have his group from Nottingham High School do a brief presentation about their Christian club. So we'd like to ask everybody to stay for a few minutes to hear them speak. We just heard them speak in the Hot Topics class, and they were a great presentation. And now we will continue our time of worship.
Hi, everybody. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and welcome. So glad you're here today. This morning, we're going to continue our time of SAD, Spiritual Affective Disorder. Millions of people suffer from some sort of anxiety or depression disorder. If you do not, chances are you are close to someone who does. Winter can be a time of SAD, Seasonal Affective Disorder, when the lack of sunlight affects our moods and ability to cope effectively. But spiritual affective disorder can also be a factor as we lead lives that are too crowded, busy, overcommitted, sometimes disturbing and uncertain. At the turn of this new year, we will explore everyday life activities that can become spiritual practices, deepening our experience of a meaningful life and make us more lighthearted. The server at your favorite restaurant might regularly say to you, "Leave room for dessert." In other words, don't eat in excess. Leave some room. This is a good spiritual practice, says the author of Leviticus. Gleaning is the practice of gathering food for those who need it out of the abundance of what is available. What awareness can we bring to the food we buy, cook, and throw away as part of our spiritual mandate to care for the human family? Whether it is cooking more than enough and sharing it with someone who needs it, buying extra at the grocery store to donate to our food pantry here, or getting involved in a gleaning network's effect, our everyday use of food is our spiritual practice this week, and I'll talk more about that in my message. I would like to invite someone up here who has been a really big part of our church in the last few months. She came from another country, and she is studying or teaching or both at Syracuse University. And she was open to the possibility. So, Irina, will you come talk to us for a moment? Come on up. Come sit with me. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Dale. Come on over. Hello.
Hello.
Will you sit or do you want to stand?
Thank you. I, as a real teacher, you know, I have prepared my class. So I will use my kind of message that I prepared so that I don't make mistakes. it was Saturday, and I arrived in Syracuse last September on the study visit, and the weather was so nice as today. And the lady, future landlady, who provided a temporary home to me in Drumlins, her name was Tina, or Athena. She was Greek origin. And when I first saw her, I realized that she had a serious disease. So soon after, I understood that I would have to find a new home, as Tina deceased because of cancer. So the university rejected my multiple inquiries. And I remember myself once walking down the street on South Campus and crying aloud like a little girl and weeping, "God, why have you deserted me?" I was walking and asking many people in town and visiting many housing agencies, and finally I lost my last hope. And I was really desperate, and I sat down at one of the offices and said, "Please help me. I'm desperate." And the miracle happened. And I was offered a new home at 300 University. It's around the corner. And right to the church. So God seemed to have heard me, and not only gained I a home, but within this church I was adopted by the family. And generosity of God was astounding, because I received food, comfort, and knowing that I am not alone. So I learned a lesson: never give up. And next Sunday, I will be flying home, but I will always remember those who were and are waiting in the Ellis Islands and all the airports of the United States and the globe for the positive message. And I would invite you also, remember, do not forget hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Hebrews 13. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to give this to you. So Irina has been coming to our food pantry, both to volunteer and also to be our guest. And she has found a home here, and a spiritual home as well, as she has come to worship. And she usually sits right over here. And she really, really has expressed to me over and over how much she has enjoyed and found a home here. And so we're so glad that you were open to the possibilities And when you saw us standing outside on University Avenue, you came in. So thank you so much. And we're going to miss you. So let's continue our worship and sing together, Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord, your light shines.
Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love. And if you would please rise with me this morning and with Pastor Alicia as we share in the call to worship. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the one who takes shelter from him.
For sun and rain, soil and seeds, trees and shrubs, we thank you, Lord.
For chickens and eggs, cows and milk, meat and vegetables,
we thank you, Lord. For city gardens and country gardens, we thank you, Lord.
For farmers who work on small farms and big farms, for people who harvest our food, and for those who prepare our food,
we thank you, Lord. When we fail to taste and see all the goodness you have bestowed on your world, and to acknowledge that all our food comes from you, forgive us, we pray.
When we forget to thank you for farmers who grow our food,
forgive us, we pray. When we ignore the plight of billions of people who struggle to survive on small-scale farms,
forgive us, we pray. We thank you because we are being transformed in your image with ever-increasing glory which comes from you, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Help us to not only taste your goodness, but increase our hunger for justice and our desire that all people will be fed.
Help us to not only see your goodness, but to have eyes opened wide to the plight of our poor brothers and sisters in the world.
You have commanded us to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. By your grace alone, Father God, we will do good. We will be rich in good deeds, and we will be generous and willing to share.
Help us to taste and see that you are good.
We are blessed because we take shelter in you. Please join together in the first hymn of the morning, His Eye is on the Sparrow. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when song gives place to sighing, when hope me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy, because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
We have a tradition here at the University United Methodist Church of greeting one another and shaking hands and saying good morning or peace be with you. This morning I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors today, saying, let's share God's love.
Good morning, everyone. If the kids would like to come forward and sit with me, I'd love to have a conversation with them. And as we welcome the children, let's sing our song.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my God, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. My soul, rejoice. Take joy, my God, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Welcome, everyone. I'm glad to see all of you. I'm Pastor Alicia. If we haven't met yet, I'm glad to meet you. Today, the name of our theme of the day is called Leave Room for Dessert. But I have a story about dessert that I wanted to share with all of you. So when I was growing up, we'd go to Sunday dinner at my grandma's house. Has anyone ever done this where you go and have dinner and there's a big, huge family all together? And so sometimes there isn't enough silverware for dessert. So I loved it because my grandma would announce, keep your fork. Now, what do you think we would be eating for dessert if we were keeping our fork? What do you think it could be? Cake. What else? Cake. What else could it possibly be? Pie. What? It could be pizza for dessert, but that would be an unusual dessert, yes. Pizza's good. What else do you think it could be? Oh, well, you're moving ahead on me. All right, so what if my grandma said, keep your spoon. Ice cream. I heard ice cream cake out here. It could be chocolate, like mousse or something like that, chocolate pudding, right? So depending on if she said, keep your fork or keep your spoon, I was excited and ready to anticipate anything. And so that's kind of the idea of today, that it's okay to not take it all in at once because there's something still yet to come. And that something still yet to come is something that God is going to share with us when we're ready. So I brought spoons for all of you because I thought they were safer than forks in the pews. And I would like for you all to have a spoon so you remember to keep your spoon because there's something yet to come, something great, God's goodness.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God's goodness and God's grace. So I think that we need to take a pledge with our spoons, though. Will you guys raise your spoon in your right hand? I promise to not poke anyone in my pew as I sit in worship. Awesome. Okay, great. Will you pray with me? Holy God, we thank you that when we trust in you, we know that there is more to come. There is more of your goodness to come, more of your grace to come, and more for us to know about you. We thank you and we love you. Amen. So, you all.
Let us join our hearts now in a time of prayer this morning. If you would like your prayer read as a part of the worship, please pass your yellow or purple slip that you find in those black folders in your pew and pass it to the aisle so an usher may pick it up as he or she comes down the aisle.
In God's time, in God's time, God makes all things beautiful. In God's time, as you're serving me the day, as you're teaching me your way, that you do just what you say. In God's time, in your time, in your time, you make all things beautiful. In your time, Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing in your time.
Let us continue in prayer, first in silent prayer that we might center ourselves. And then when we come to the time of the Lord's Prayer, I invite you to share that in any language or version that you care to. Let us begin in silent prayer. Loving, leading, and living Creator, to you I owe my very being. I could rest on that. I could find comfort in the fact that you ultimately will care for me as you do for the flowers of the field and the birds of the air, and go on to live my life. Yet when I turn to you each morning and give you thanks, Creator God, deep within me there is stirred a conscious and sometimes unconscious awareness that with my heartfelt gratitude comes not only love of you, love of self, but also the responsibility to love others as myself. Yes, I am reminded that as you love me, so I may love. As you care for me, so I may care for others. And ultimately, I can only keep what has so graciously been given to me by giving it away. My dessert this morning is that gift that I might give away. May I offer everything I glean today to others. And we continue to pray as Jesus prayed, Our Father, who art in heaven. This morning, the first scripture reading is from Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 9 and 10, and I am reading from the NRSV Bible. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyard bare, or gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. Our second scripture reading comes from Matthew, chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. It's entitled The Law of Love. You have heard that it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who harass you, so that you will be acting as children of your Father who is in heaven. He makes the sun rise on both the evil and the good, and sends rain on both the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love only those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing? Don't even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, just as your heavenly Father is complete in showing love to everyone, so also you must be complete. This is the word of God for the people of God.
This season after Epiphany has given us a chance to try some new, or maybe try again some old spiritual practices. I don't know about you, but I have found each spiritual practice that we've tried or done or renewed a time of reflection. It seems as though each one has brought a time where reflection has bubbled up in me. Has anyone else had that experience as well? Great, wonderful. So, we've been talking about spiritual practices that we can use in dark times, but also in light times as a resource. This week we'll discuss the practice of gleaning. So what's meant by gleaning? Well, we heard all about it in our Leviticus text. Gleaning is an ancient tradition in which farmers would, of course, harvest their fields, but they would leave some things out in the fields. They would. So I've read a couple different ways. Sometimes it was the corners of the fields were left with food still yet to get, yet to be harvested, yet to be gleaned. Sometimes it was the outside perimeter. Sometimes it was just things that fell on the ground as it was harvested. But it was left there so that those living in poverty, at the end of the day, when it started to get a little bit dark, they could go and harvest whatever was left in the fields. And it was a way for the farmers and the culture and the society to take care of all people. And the people who came to glean would not get in trouble. They were not trespassing. They were not stealing. It was just how people cared for one another. So we're going to be talking about the spiritual practice of gleaning. Here's wheat that could have been gleaned. And here's, I loved this picture of folks gleaning in the field as the moon lit their way. When we stuff ourselves with food, information, fear, and just stuff, we don't leave room for opportunities. Opportunities to get to know ourselves, opportunities to get to know another human being and all that they are, all that they have, and maybe all that they need. And we don't get the opportunity to get to know and experience God in all that God is, all that God gives, and all that God desires of us. And so, do you ever feel like you have too much stuff or baggage. When we leave room for dessert, we are living into the unexpected. We are leaving ourselves open for more, which is what is yet to come. We are saving a place for ourselves or things that we may not need. We can give to another. We are living into hope, and we are playing our part of the world. Now, I put this up here because it represents, for me, having too much stuff or baggage. But I bet you anything, even though I don't know this man driving the motorcycle, this is a way in which he makes a living. So I want to acknowledge that he's doing this for a purpose. But I think in our culture, in our context, that we have probably too much stuff. So I'm wondering, can anyone relate to this guy? It seems as though one of the ways in which we need to leave some room, is when it comes to information. We're expected constantly to be available for either a phone call or a text message, and to know the latest information, which right now is constantly bombarding us. It's important to take some time away from the information and leave room for opportunities. Remain open to the possibility of peace of mind. We'll never know the good and goodness we may receive when we stay open to the possibilities. When we live a life with arms wide open, we are leaving some of the harvest for others. We are not hoarding it all for ourselves. When we live with arms wide open, we are open to love another. We are open and available to give and notice when another needs a hug, when another might need food, when another might need boots and coats, when another might need clothing, when another might need a listening ear. We may even be open to getting to know ourselves. And finally, we are available to listen for God. So gleaning is a practice of gathering food for those who need it out of the abundance of what is already available. Open hearts see love everywhere. So this week I'm asking you to glean in your home or your apartment from the abundance that you already have. Maybe it's clothing or personal items or food. And you can bring those things into our pantry here at University United Methodist Church. We have a food pantry. We give personal products away, like toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo, soap. But you know, the other thing that seems to be a little bit of a need, or somewhat of a need, that I'm hearing more and more often, is pet food. You know, people have pets, and that's not something you can get on food stamps. So, and then we also have the clothing closet, and you can bring in your clothes into the clothing closet. And in addition to that, we have a professional clothing closet. So we work with Visions for Change, and so when the folks have completed their class and their workshops and the work they have to do with Visions for Change, they come here and they're able to pick out some professional clothing that they can go and interview in. Or if they have a professional job where they need to dress up daily, they can wear that. So all those things are things that you may have sitting in your home, ready to be gleaned and brought here out of the abundance. Let's leave room for dessert this week by remaining open to what is to come, so that we may share of ourselves and of our abundance. Amen.
As we enter a time of giving this morning,
we missed the choral meditation.
I am so sorry.
That's okay. Hold that thought, Dale. Okay, so as we, the next part says meditation. And so what we've been doing is singing together a meditation. But today, we're kind of doing a twofer. We're introducing our next Lenten Bible study, which will start the first week of March. And it's around, the title is the renegade gospel, the rebel Jesus. So that's part one. This is going to go along with our Lenten series, which is let justice roll down like water. All right, so that's part one that you're going to experience. But when we looked at this video to tell you about this Bible study, we realized that it's a lot to take in. So I'm asking all of you, instead of to sing along, is just to watch and sit. And this video is going to be something that you can reflect on for days to come. So here is our meditation.
I am a renegade. Whatever it takes, I will give. Breaking the rules, shaking mediocrity from its cozy little hide. Love is the movement, and I am its slave. Free, yet bound to the hurting, the dirty, the dying. Holiness that hurts the eyes. It is dangerously pure. I am a renegade. Light flickers from every secret motive, every private conversation, a whisper of history in the making. Mystery is scheming and whispers. Conspiracy is breathing. This is the sound of the underground. Do you hear us coming? Herald the weirdos. Summon the losers and the freaks. Here come the frightened and the forgotten with fire in their eyes. We are the renegades, gazing upon the one who calls us forth. Obsessively, dangerously, undeniably, Jesus.
And now as we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to place your attendance slips. And I don't have one, but those attendance slips that are in the black folders in your pews, place those in the plate as our ushers come down the aisle as well. I'd like you, if you are a first-time guest here in the church, we do not expect a donation from you today. You definitely are our guest today. We are grateful you're here. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church, so as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us now bring our tithes, our donations, and our offerings.
Lord, dear Lord above, God Almighty, God of love, please look down and see your people through. Almighty God of love, please look down and see my people through. Glory to God be the glory, to God be the glory, the things God has done. With his blood he has saved me, with his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things God has done.
Please join me now in the prayer of dedication. God of unimaginable love, you sent your Son into our midst that we might see his way of love, which is so different from what the world has shown us. It calls us to give with extravagant generosity and to love those who wrong us. Holy God, bless the offering we give, and may what we share this morning be used to bring your compassion and grace to those who need it the most. May people know we belong to you by the way we love and the way we give. In the name of Christ, who gave all for us. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing, I Have a Dream. I have a dream, a man once said, where all is perfect peace, where men and women, black and white, stand hand in hand and all unite in freedom and in love, in freedom and in love. But this world of bitter strife, the dream can often fade. Reality seems dark as night. We catch but glimpses of the light Christ sheds on humankind. Christ sheds on humankind. Fierce persecution, war, and hate are raging everywhere. God calls us now to pay the price through struggles and through sacrifice of standing for the right, of standing for the right. So dream the dreams and sing the songs, but never be content. For thoughts and words don't ease the pain. Unless there's action, all is vain. Faith proves itself in deeds. Faith proves itself in deeds. Lord, give us vision, make us strong.
as to do your will. Don't let us rest until we see your love throughout humanity, uniting us in peace, uniting us in peace.
We have two reminders. One is this week we're gleaning. And so I'd love to see whatever you glean this week from your house, apartment, whatever, here next week. So bring it next Sunday and we'll put it here at the communion rail. Part two is when our postlude ends, the Nottingham High School will be telling us about their Christian club. And it's only going to be about 10 to 15 minutes. So please sit and stay a while and hear about this. All right. The celebration of this gathered community in this sacred place is ended. May you find the holy mystery of our creativity God along the road. May you be embraced by the wonder of the costly love of Jesus the companion. And may the empowering spirit bless and keep you always. Amen. Go now in peace.